Really was just back to work today, first day of practice. Kind of talked about last week after the game and on Monday the things we wanted to go back and work on to get better. That's what we did. We focused on all the things that we talked about in here and to our players yesterday on Monday in the meetings. Went inside today, thought the weather would be an issue, so we got out of the weather. Thought the heat might be an issue as well. So talking to the trainers, we went inside today. We should be outside tomorrow on Friday. Well, that's tough. Again, I don't have to look at the tape, you know, to evaluate him. I mean, he's exactly what you see every time he touches the ball. It looks like he feels like it's the last time he may ever touch a football again. And you see that a lot. I mean, he's already a great player and was a great player. And then you come off the kind of injury he did to come back. You have a lot of time to think. It's obviously by the way he plays. He's had a lot of time to think, and he knew the player he wanted to come back and be. So, you know, he'll be all we can handle. The guys here know that. They've played against him enough to know that. It should make for a heck of a football game. You know, I don't think there's anything needed to be done. And you know, here's a guy who's worked extremely hard and throughout the offseason and in training camp. And I would think that, you know, he's going to start to play better as we move forward. I know that Julius didn't play as well as he would want to play. But I think he still impacted the game. and look forward to seeing more from him, obviously. And more, Mel talked about it. We've talked about it. We've got to do better on defense, just like we have to do better on offense. And we're focusing on those issues to be able to do that. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it, because we're going to have to find a way to fit the run. And then we're going to have to find a way to defend the play action passes and things like that when we are in single safety coverages. So that's the challenge of having a great running back. You have to stop the run first anyways in any league, and certainly in the National Football League. You got to do everything you can to make a team one-dimensional. So they've got to throw the ball up the field, and then you can facilitate a pass rush and so forth. So it's going to be a challenge. You've got the, you know, as good as there is in the business running the football. Yeah, for the first game, you know, we're not done. We had a couple of protection breakdowns, which really, you know, inhibited our ability to move the football and move the sticks. So we're working on that. We don't feel like we've arrived, but we got off to a good start. What we think was a very good front, a front that we really respected going in with some very good players, a team that last year was very good in their front seven. So we felt good about that. But not so good that we didn't come back ready to work today. They got him out in space. I mean, I watched the tape. They got him out in space. I mean, he did run the football, and he had some space running the football, but they also ran him on some screens. They moved the ball around. They got him out in space. The big run he had was a throw on the line of scrimmage. It was behind the line of scrimmage. It was a very similar play to the play we ran in our red zone going in when Matt ran into Kyle. It was basically the same play. I mean, that play had a chance to go out the gate too. The timing of it, we got a young lineman and just missed, and he didn't get out quick enough, and Matt didn't redirect himself, and we wound up coming up with nothing there. But it was a very similar play. So, you know, they did a nice job. They did a nice job of moving him around and giving him space, and very similar to what we've done, and we'll do with Matt. Well, I just think he's going to just get better. I mean, he ran well for his first game back, and his conditioning, quite frankly, was better than we thought. He played hard, he played fast, and I think he'll just continue like everybody else. We've got to do a better job with our run fits, and we got to get off the field on third down. That's everybody. You know, that's not just the pass rush. That's, you know, our second-level coverages, our back-end coverages. Everybody's got to be in place. It's never one guy, never will be. So I think that's part of it is not only DJ, the question's on DJ, but it's also the 10 other guys. On defense, the way we played, it's all 11. They have to be in the right spot, particularly with all the zone coverage we play. Sure, I mean, I've talked to the offensive guys about how they see their defense and vice versa. I mean, we've got guys, obviously, on our staff defensively that have played against the Vikings, and we have, you know, not many on our staff who have played against the Vikings from an offensive standpoint, but we do have coaches that have experience against the Vikings. You know, Skip's played against them, and Aaron certainly has played it two or three times in the last 4 years. I looked at a couple of New Orleans games in 2010 and 11 in part of our preparation here. So that's just part of, you know, how we do it. I think he is. You know, he both ends are. Both their ends are. I think they're both very good players. So, yes, you know, we do, you know, the first thing we ask ourselves is who are the difference makers on that side of the ball and what do we have to do to stop them? You know, it's no secret. You know, he's one of them. You know, just like Geno Atkins was a a difference maker forum last week. We've got to identify both and all three levels who the difference makers are and make sure that we try to inhibit their ability from taking over the game. He's one of those guys who can still do that.